96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight we're asking, how is your vision? Can you see as well as you used to? Are you taking care of your eyes the way you should? Well, we're literally taking a look at the health of your eyes and answering questions about issues you may have. My first guest tonight is Dr. Leslie Jones, Chair of Ophthalmology at Howard University Hospital. If you have any questions tonight, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Dr. Jones, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
It's great to be on this evening, and this is a week or a few days following our celebration of World Sight Day.
Oh, okay. Well, good to hear that. Let me walk us through a comprehensive eye exam. When someone comes to see you, an adult, say in their 30s, for example, what is it that you do and what is it that you're looking for?
Well, you know, we're doing an eye medical exam generally based off of any complaint a patient is having. And so that can be decreased vision, it can be eye pain, it can be itching, which can be seasonal. It's fall now and ragweed is out, so it could be allergy. But generally, we are doing a medical eye exam in response to a complaint. Now, some patients may not be complaining, and they may have diseases that require annual eye evaluation. And that's very important for especially our diabetic patients, but also patients that have high blood pressure.
So what if, for example, as I mentioned, if you have a 30-something patient who has no complaints but perhaps has not had their eyes examined in quite some time. So what's the process that you go through? What are you looking for and what are you telling them?
Well, I'm basically telling them that they may be at risk for developing some eye exams in some eye problems in the future that they need to start evaluating now, especially if they have a family history of glaucoma. Glaucoma is the leading cause of missing people of African descent, for example. It's important for folks to educate themselves about their family history. And especially if they have a family history of glaucoma, it's never too soon to go and have a complete eye evaluation.
A lot of times when patients come to see ophthalmologists, you check eye pressure. What is that?
Eye pressure basically is the pressure an eye has in results to how much fluid the eye makes and how much fluid leaves the eye. Often people think it's related to blood pressure, and it is, but indirectly. So it is a measure of the health of the eye. For example, if you have a too low pressure, the eye might not be in a healthy state. And if the pressure is too high, that means you're at risk for glaucoma. Not everyone with high pressure has glaucoma, but it's definitely a causative risk factor.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the health of your eyes, what you need to know. If you have a question, give us a call. Lines are open. Let's go to Ebony. Ebony calling from D.C. Ebony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm 29 years old, and I currently am wearing glasses. I've been wearing glasses for about 6 years now. And when I take off my current prescription now, it's like my vision is extra blurry. And then I just don't really know what to do. I don't know if I should get LASIK surgery or get a stronger pair of glasses. Is my vision getting weaker?
I think it's so important that you present for evaluation, because there are a lot of things that can cause the symptoms that you're having. One important thing is the first step is checking the glasses to see if they need a change. So the first thing I would wonder is, is this a current prescription? Sometimes that complaint can be taken care of with just an updated prescription. But there are many medical problems of the eye that could cause your symptoms. So it's best to present to your eye care specialist and get an evaluation.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ebony. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. James calling from Columbia. James, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. I had a question. I'm in my, let's just say, late 40s, and I was considering having LASIK surgery done. I've always worn glasses and contacts for seeing far away. But, you know, I've heard that as we get older, I'll probably start needing glasses for reading as well. So I'm curious as to whether or not the LASIK surgery would even be a benefit at this point.
Potentially, yes. And what does happen in our 40s is we generally lose the ability to focus on things arm length in. So it's harder to focus on near things. You may find that when you're wearing your correction, either glasses or contact lenses, when you go to read something, you may need to push that out further. You may have, at this point, gotten a progressive prescription where the top part of your glasses allows you to see distance and the lower part of your glasses allows you to focus on things close up. And generally, if you're having LASIK, you're only being corrected for one plane of focus, either the distance or up close. So LASIK can be a good solution for those of us who are used to wearing contact lenses with a monovision prescription. And in that one eye, we're used to focusing in the distance, and the other eye is undercorrected so we can focus up close. And for patients that have tolerated monovision type of correction in their contact lenses for a period of time, LASIK can be done in a similar fashion. And for a time, you'd be able to focus very well for distance and up close, one eye doing each task.
Okay. James, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the health of your eyes and what you need to know. If you have a question, certainly give us a call. Dr. Jones, how often should someone come in for an eye exam? And should they see an ophthalmologist like yourself, or should they see an optometrist?
Generally, if there is any medical complaint for the eye, the ophthalmologist is the eye doctor who has had training in either medical school or osteopathic medicine. Optometrists achieve excellent education. The ophthalmologist is trained for medical and surgical diseases of the eye. Essentially, the American Academy of Ophthalmology basically wants or urges folks to get a check pretty much every decade of early years. And once you turn 40, the indication is to get a baseline exam, which is repeated based on any risk factors you may have. As a glaucoma specialist, at age 40, if someone has risk factors for glaucoma, I would see them at least on an annual basis. But often, if the individual is healthy, folks are seen every 2 years starting at age 40, and then once they turn 60, seen every year. And that's because many blinding eye diseases are diseases of maturity or aging. And the main ones are cataract, which is a form of irreversible blindness, because with successful cataract surgery, you can achieve excellent vision. And then there are forms of irreversible blindness like glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration, which are generally treated to prevent loss of vision. But once vision is lost from these diseases, it's very hard to restore.
Okay. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Reese, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. About 4 years ago, I was having blurred vision in my left eye, and I made an appointment to go to the eye doctor, and with several tests done, they said that I had an eye stroke, which is a central retinal artery occlusion, and I just wanted to know what could I have done to prevent this eye stroke.
What is she referring to, Dr. Jones?
Well, she's referring to the circulation to the retina. The retina is a part of the eye that's like a camera. It receives light input energy and then transform it, and it transforms it. And so generally for the eye, that means it takes light and it turns it into electrical impulses that are transmitted along the optic nerve to the brain, and we see an image. And so a vein occlusion occurs, or a artery occlusion occurs, when the circulation to the retina is cut off.
I see. Is there anything she perhaps could have done to prevent that?
There are different risk factors for developing these strokes of the eye. One is if you have an underlying high blood pressure or blood pressure problem. So having excellent control of your blood pressure, things that improve circulation like eating well, maintaining a good weight, exercising on a regular basis. Those are things that help improve your total body circulation, and that affects circulation to the eye. But the main culprits in the majority of folks are diseases like high blood pressure and diabetes that can affect the circulation, the small vessel circulation, and that's what's impacted in these types of eye problems.
Okay, Reese, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Deborah, who's also calling from Maryland. We're going to talk to Renee, also calling from Maryland. Our lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the health of your eyes, what you need to know. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, please give us a call. Stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program, and we will continue to take phone calls. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few.